President John Mahama has again pledged his total commitment to the regional integration process being promoted by the African Union. He has therefore hinted that by July this year, Ghana will introduce the visa on arrival regime for citizens of other African countries for a 30-day stay. President Mahama was addressing members of the African Diplomatic Corps in Japan as part of his official visit to that country. He noted that the African continent can only realize its potential if it is fully integrated.
In Ghana, we're implementing a new agenda, that is the agenda for transformation. It is focused, among other things, on ensuring that we add more value to all our raw materials and commodities for export, that we engage in the production of products for which we have a capacity or a comparative advantage to, in order to reduce our import bill, and also a gradual return to a country industrializing. The results have begun to show, with reduction in our rice import bill, lower level of poultry imports, increased production of pharmaceutical products, and its exports to the sub-region, among others. We need, however, to remember that we continue to develop as individual countries on the continent. Sub-regional integration and continent-wide collaboration is critical and key to our advancement as a continent. I'll continue to push this agenda for integration and also work with my colleague heads of state towards the attainment of Agenda 2063. As you well know, our Agenda 2063 ties in with the objectives of the newly adopted Sustainable Development Goals, and that makes a stronger case for the integration of our economies. The bottom line for us on the continent and elsewhere is transformative change, integration, trade, and exchange of knowledge amongst our countries.
On maintaining a robust economy, President Mahama said he has identified goals 2 and 7 of the Sustainable Development Goals as critical to building the economy. Goals 2 of the SDGs is on the promotion of agriculture, while Goal 7 is on the need to ensure access to affordable and reliable energy for all.
Africa is facing strong economic headwinds with a slump in commodity prices. It is necessary for us to push for domestic fiscal consolidation, increase domestic revenue mobilization, and deepen social protection programs to cushion the poor and vulnerable. This is exactly what we've been trying to achieve in Ghana with significant success. Growth in Ghana this year is expected to bounce back to about 5%. We believe that timely structural reforms in the face of the adverse world economic environment is important to protect our economies and prevent a slide back into poverty for our people. At last September summit to adopt the SDGs, I identified 2 of the goals as the fulcrum that can drive Africa's agenda for economic growth and transformation. I also submitted that much of Africa's development has been hampered by an inadequate supply of energy to match the growing needs of our ever-increasing population and expanding business and industry. But with the provision of modern sustainable forms of energy, the rate of Africa's development will leap beyond the current rate.